Okay. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of the Romantically Lit podcast featuring two undercover hopeless romantics who kiki as they review different Black romance novels from across the diaspora. It's your girl Hana.
And I'm Odelia.
And on this week's episode, we sunset Curvy Girl Summer. Y'all. It's been a journey, a very good one. And in this week's episode, we're going to go through the final chapters and just wait to the end because we actually had such a great time reading it, especially certain scenes. But before we get ahead of ourselves, welcome to the podcast. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I know we have a bunch of new followers. So thank you, y'all. Yeah, we always do. Especially these last couple of weeks, I think I've seen some new faces, which is great.
She needs the subscribe button going up. She loves seeing y'all's faces.
You know, like, leave me alone. Anywho, if you're joining us for the first time on the Curvy Girl Summer Book, I beg you, please go on over to our Romantic Lit podcast, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you all listen to them, and listen to our previous chapters because we are going to share some spoilers as well as how the book ended. And while you're there, might as well just peruse and check out our other equally Black romance novels we reviewed in the past, such as Broken by Fatima Bala, The Partner Plot, Christina Forrest, Tia Williams is there, Candy Ryan's in there, Balu Babalu is in there, A.E. Valdez is there, Sarita Domingo is in there too. Who else we got?
Janie Garl.
Janie Garo. Oh my God, how can I forget that? Yeah, we have a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And as always, in this little shack of ours that we call our Lekker podcast, we embrace all different types of love tropes. And we know we reviewed something just for you.
Oh, speaking of, since we say that, everything but age gap, but we did review Ashwaka and Maisie's though.
Yeah, we don't like age gaps. I don't like subordinate teacher, student.
Yeah.
Shut it down now. Anyway, let's get into this one.
Welcome back. As my gorgeous co-host stated, we're wrapping up on this beauty right here, Curvy Girl Summer. I very much enjoyed the writing in this book. This is one of the books where I had to read the audiobook for the last couple chapters. And we all know this very great time when I get to listen to how the author wants the book to be read. So, for instance, his name is Ahmad. Islamicizing it.
Well, it's Islamic. It's an Islamic name. So we just automatically thought it was like Ahmad or something or Ahmad, which is similar to the other book we read, Broken. They have the same name.
Yes.
So I guess our girls in the U.S., they would say Ahmad.
Ahmad, yeah.
Ahmad. So we'll say Ahmad from now onwards.
Because we're diasporically friendly.
Exactly.
And you know what? It was a great book. Despite this week personally, I'm very much fuck niggas get money. But
this week has October has been a
October.
October has been a nightmare. It has been a nightmare. Like Halloween, perfect timing. It was horrible. Literally. It was absolutely horrible. Like forget about it.
Literally.
On to next one. Scorpio season,
it's been Scorpio season, though.
I know, but I just want to emphasize that we are in Scorpio season, so expect
which
to see
the we're almost in Sagittarius season.
Like, Adil and I have back-to-back signs and back-to-back birthdays.
Well, back-to-back birthday space, but yes, kind of.
Yeah.
Back-to-back birthday months.
Yes, back-to-back birthday months. There we go.
But let's wrap up with the summer before we get into our little winter birthdays. I still think you're on the content. I guess right now, like in Cameroon, it's about to be dry season. So, and I think in South Africa, it's about to be summer for real. So.
Oh, so in Australia, y'all about to hit your summer.
Exactly. So this fits. This fits. Yeah.
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere. It's also 5 o'clock somewhere. Put the drink down. No drinking till Christmas.
What drink down?
Because people always say it's always 5 o'clock somewhere when they
No, put the drink down. You're an alcoholic. Okay.
Okay, last time we saw our characters, my girl literally just found out that this man's fiance is dead. And she said, what? I think we read the first page of 15 on the pod because I was nosy. But he essentially, the story is, he met this woman. He was 26 at the time. She was 30. And how long ago was this?
Like, it was 3 years? 3 years ago, about 3 years.
But he's already 30. I'm trying to see how much older he is than her, like 33.
They're cute. Yeah. Yeah, cute. A very cute gap. You see that? Take notes, y'all. A very nice gap.
So he met this woman off of Tenderfish. They had a little connection. Next thing you know, it got serious. He proposed, but because she was a little older, she was like, biological clock. Do you know you have 30 minutes? Which guys, please. Anyways, her and him got in a fight about the issue. And next thing you know, she's like, I'm going out with my girls, which I never understood. Like, your man vexed you, so then why is your man so against you going out? Like, I don't know.
I don't know that type of relationship. I've never experienced it personally in my life.
Like, you go out, I'll go out. Maybe we'll go out together.
Yeah.
It's fine. Anyways, so then at the same time he was working on something, homegirl called because she was drunk, and he thought it was gonna be like a cute drunk, like, oh, drunk, let me get in them draws. Like, no, instead it was like it turned into that song with Kendrick and like what's her name on it, where they're just like, F you. You know what song I'm talking about?
I know. It's from Mr. Morales. I know what song it is. Yeah.
So then they're fighting. I think at one point, like, he does this thing, he says, like, he just stopped talking because he knows it upsets her, and she was getting upset. She's like, say something. I think the last thing he said to her was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, like, you really upset me. Next, you know, there's a drunk driver hits them from behind, causing a car to come and slam into her side. She dies from impact. He broke his leg, broke a couple other things, a little concussed, you know. And now he has no lover and he's broken. He never drove again because low key, I'd do the same thing. Like, why would I drive? Why would I get in a car again? Because for a long time, he blamed himself. But luckily, with therapy, he understands, like, there's very few things, factors he could have changed in those circumstances to have prevented that, because a drunk driver is a drunk driver. As we said last time, like, of course, driver, no scars, no nothing. Literally the worst, but hey, you know, hey.
Very sad. I hate people who drink and drive. They honestly should have their license suspended for life. Like, don't ever, like, the first offense, that's all it takes. Don't mm-hmm. ever, you'll never be in the road again. But that was a really sad story. And of course, like, Aaliyah was at first overreacting when he told the story. She's just like, oh, I see.
Can I just say something? Aaliyah pissed me off from, like, Aaliyah, I think I said this last episode, but the way her mind works.
Aaliyah needs help. I'm sorry, because I thought I had an imagination. No, this girl got an imagination bigger than mine, because she was making up, she was plotting Odelia. She had her own Sims. Yeah, she was just.
The connections weren't making sense to me.
None whatsoever. Like,
we'll get there, but like,
well, yeah, I'm glad you and I are on the same page about that. And we're going to get to it.
If you don't shut up and just shut up.
Like,
I'm tired. Don't piss me off. Literally. But after hearing this, he was like, do you want to go get brunch? And she's like, yeah, I'll go get brunch with you, but I gotta go upstairs and change. Then they change. And one thing my girl Aaliyah, her nipple
curl. Constantly aroused. Like, her nipples are constantly showing, like, they're showing up everywhere she goes. They're there. In fact, she doesn't have need to announce herself. Her nipples have shown up first, saying, hey, maybe it's cold where she is.
Girl, it's DC. I think it's DC. Is it DC?
You made that up. I don't know. I don't know where we are.
I think my decision of it being DC is so pushed by the fact that I was watching Love is Blind and they're in DC. By the way, worst season ever. Lock Nick and Vanessa up for no reason other than I'm pissed. Literally lock those two up.
Listen, you guys, I chose peace many, 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 many moons ago. And so I did not even bother. Yes, I know I don't have a Netflix account, but I didn't even feel this.
I wasn't even gonna expose you.
I know, because I felt like Odile's about to just tell on me. Let me step into my truth before someone tells her something else. Anyway, I don't have a Netflix account anymore, y'all. My supplier has it's actually not my supplier's fault. It's Netflix's fault. We're not allowed to share passwords.
The supplier is working on it. Like, she really, as soon as she gets a little more money, she's going to add you back on. She feels a way about it. But, like, right now, though, we got to manage the one household rule.
I understand. Listen, times are tough, okay? Times are tough. But, yeah. But I've been watching it through TikTok, and it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. I cannot waste hours trying to walk. Like, there's no love anywhere. The show is despicable. The last good season was maybe not even in the U.S. I'm gonna just say
The last thing I really enjoyed and thought there was love on, like genuine love, Sweden. Sweden was so good. I love Oscar and what's her name? I can't remember her name. The Afghan girly on there. They're super cute. Super still together and super Swedish, and I loved it.
Maybe it's just like a North American or American thing. Like, we're doing things for clout. Like, things are not real here. Like, nothing is real here. This is all fake. No, it's fake.
And I think it's fake. He's telling my mother. I feel like that's the problem with reality shows in general. And that's why I don't understand why they keep rushing the Love is Blind seasons. Because we're sitting there and they're like, oh, these are the cast members for next season coming out in February. We're in Minneapolis. I'm like, let us miss the show.
This one? They announced another one in February?
Yes. The contestants or the experiment people were in the audience. And I was just like, and the thing is, like, let us miss the show. And that's why you have so many people, bare people coming on this show talking about, I'm here to make like a name. I'm about to make a name for myself here. You know that clip of Channing Tatum?
Is this Uncle Ruckus?
No, it's Channing Tatum with a fake New Orleans accent. And what's that movie with Ryan Reynolds and Wolverine? Oh my God, Deadpool.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm about to make a name for myself here. Ooh wee. It's the worst New Orleans accent.
Was he doing it on purpose? Like, was part of it?
For the role.
Okay, thank God. I thought he was trying. But it's ridiculous. It was not like a parody for his character.
I tell you.
That's,
you know how long
I've been.
The Channing Tatum.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm gonna still watch it.
Forever white boy of the month.
Yeah, 100%. Channing Tatum is different. He's different. They don't make him like. Mm-mm. Anyway, so that sucks. I hate Love is Blind. I hate the whole franchise. I hate Nick, and I hate his wife,
Vanessa. Never know how to ask any questions.
I always have an issue with that because it's just a waste of time, an absolute waste of time. Like, everybody in the audience is looking for clarity. The reunion is for clarity. You provide nothing. Literally. Anyway, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Let's move on.
So back to the point. That's why I thought that's why for some reason I feel like it's DC, but I feel like she told us where it is. I just cannot remember. I feel like it's DC though. Anyways, okay. But what was our point to even all of this?
I don't know what you were saying. Anyway, they go for brunch. Let me fill in everybody. They go for brunch. It's a killer brunch. These two have a lot of banter. Let me tell you, back and forth, insult after banter, insult. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I can take it. You know what I mean? I can take it. And before they leave, she's just like, oh my God, I totally forgot. I have to go pick up my dress for my birthday. By this time, her birthday is in like 8 days or maybe a week. And so he's like, do you want to like come along? He's just like, yeah, like I'm gonna go where you want to go. I said, okay.
Boyfriend activities.
Listen, so they go to the dress shop. Charlotte is there and she's just like, babes, I got your dress. Here it is. She wears it. She looks absolutely stunning. And she walks out. And I can think of it like in a movie, in a montage, almost like you walk out. He's just like, damn, like, obviously Ahmad is taken aback. He's just like, this, my wife is pretty. She's like, wow, like you look so good and everything. She's like, I know, like it fits like a glove. And like, sparks, you know what I mean? At this point, I would just ask, like, I'll just look at this man and be like, do you like me? Do you love me? Do you want to be with me? That's what I would think at that moment, because he's done so much. I told him,
marry me or I'm dying. To marry me right now, I'm dying.
Listen, because you know when a man likes you. You just, there's certain signs.
You know, I don't know anymore because right. when you think you know them, they'll right. be like, you thought I liked you? No.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, since they're not telling each other they don't like each other with their mouths, they're always like looking at, it's like their eyes, you know what I mean? She's like, what was that? Like, what's going on? Like, this is so weird. He's just a friend. She keeps telling herself, he's just a friend, girl. And this is where I start getting really upset because I'm just like, everything here is so bubble. Yeah. She is.
I don't understand it.
Anyway, after they do dress shopping, I guess like they part ways and
he does her apartment door and they're like breathing on each other and they're like,
I know, he's so close to you. At that point, like lips.
Literally kiss.
No, I said lips. Not what a neighborhood is suggesting. I hate that. Oh, and then you do it with a lisp. Ugh, what's wrong with you?
That's a no, because you gotta sound like what's his name? Mike Tyson. Kiss. Sorry, but then the neighbor comes out, so she breaks the tension. Thank God, because my girl, Aaliyah, she spent the latter end of this book constantly squeezing her thighs together. And which I was like, one? I don't do this. Should I try this?
Oh, you don't?
Not really. You never, I don't think so. Maybe not together?
Sometimes you gotta be sorry. Sometimes you gotta do what Dwayne Johnson did. Hold on, boy, hold on. Hold on there, fat mama. Calm down. Oh,
calm down.
I'm sorry.
I hate
no immature of me, but swear. Like, that's my truth.
There's a clip of The Rock when he was still a wrestler. Listen, Vince McMahon's WWE, the 2000s, when they just let that man write anything.
Like, right. Why did they air any that? Why would they air that?
Coming up with the weirdest ideas. I still have to watch his documentary about all the heinous things he did on Netflix that he denies, even though there's clear footage. But like, one of them was like the level of horny all the men were doing. Like, I would have hated to be a female wrestler at that time period. Like, I don't know how they do it. But this clip of The Rock is like him calming down his friend, Pitch Johnson, and. It's just unfortunate. That's all I'm going to say. It's
but
hilarious.
I'm not going to lie to you. When it shows up, I do laugh. I do laugh. And so,
which I just did.
There you go. So I'm referencing her, you know, like her thighs. I said, I've done it before. I've done it before 100%.
Yeah, I don't think I've done it consciously.
It makes it worse. Let me say right.
Okay, so there you go.
But yeah. So lots of tension. They clearly like each other, but they refuse to say, they refuse to do anything. And I like I like a little tease, but the teasing here was going too far. But the reward was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
No,
to
the reward.
You girl, you the woman you are.
Thank you.
I will forever be turning to chapter 21. Just
21 and 23. 23.
Let's quickly. Let's get there. Okay, quickly. So
what happens between 15 and, or I guess at this point 16 and 21 is this? Okay. Yeah. Then she has this date with this man, Lennox. She's been tapping on the phone with Lennox. She thinks this is the one. I said, I'm gonna believe you, Coralie, but I already know who your man is. I've accepted it at this point. I'm not being fooled again.
Period.
She decides to have a date with Lennox at the Onyx, as she normally does. She looks bawdy. Lennox comes in. Her man is also there. He's feeling away. Why is my wife on another date with another man? That is inappropriate, okay? And Lennox, she thinks she's having a great time with Lennox, but all he's doing is yappa, 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 yappa.
Lennox is a talker. Like, he doesn't ask her any questions. And at first, she had no idea that he was doing that. It's only until Ahmad pointed it out. He's just like, oh, you were dating that, you were went on a date with that yapper? She's like, what do you mean? He's not a yapper. He's like, he was not letting you speak. And it made me think to myself, like, damn, like, you just be watching her every time she walks in every Friday with a new guy?
If that was my wife, I'd watch her too. So like, hello? I guess. This is drawing. Like, do you know how fine this drawing is? Look, I'd pay for the tape. Sorry.
Let's get there. And she had, so she was thinking to herself, like, damn, maybe you're all right. Like, he does talk a little bit more about, like, even when he calls her, he's like, oh, you know, you didn't call me when you got home, but this actually reminds me of a time, like, shut up. She sighed. Yeah. So
Lennox goes by.
Yes.
But Lennox is a yapper. Is there something you
want
to say?
I was trying to figure out where we were. And like, I feel like even through her dates with Lennox, she was thinking about Ahmad. You know what I mean? Thinking about,
I would be too.
Everything about him. Like, why does he care so much and whatever? Anywho, so she prepares to go for another date with Lennox. Still the same guy, right?
Yes. And he's taking her to like a restaurant, and then they're going to go watch live music, like a very nice, like very grown date. I was like, ooh, yeah. I need a boy to take me on this kind of date, you know? Right. And she goes to the Onyx first to go talk to Ahmad. Why? Even Nina's like, why are you going there first? And she's like, no, he's my friend. He's just my friend.
Update my friend, girl.
Girl.
Lied to me again.
So poor Asia, who's Ahmad's sister, I think she tells her that Ahmad's been in a car accident. She panics and she like, rushes to the hospital, and she's calling. She's like, Lennox, my husband, he's been in an accident.
Yeah, essentially, yes.
She's my friend who's my husband. Please respect our privacy at this time.
My friend who's my husband. But it, not gonna lie to you, this is kind of insane, but like, I get it. But
and even at that point, she doesn't clock, like, why would you feel a way about a man like that? That, like, yeah, he's a friend. Like, just call him up. Like, whoa, are you okay? Like, your sister, but your sister doesn't seem worried. Why are you worried, kind of thing? And, like, you clearly care if that man lives or dies, because that's your soul.
Let me tell you, if Ahmad said, like, a sister told me that he was in hospital, I'm stopping what I'm doing right there. I said, I gotta I have to go. Especially, and I think it's the fact that because he has been in a traumatic car accident before, this is just like, whoa, like I have to be there just to just check up on him, because I'll be afraid. So what was he doing in the car?
It was a share ride.
It was a share ride. Yes. 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 It was a share ride. That's right. Anyway, she gets to the hospital. She asks around, like, hey, I'm looking for Ahmad. You know, she doesn't know his last name, but by this point, but then he actually just shows up in the hallway, and she's just like, oh my God, like, I can hear him. Like, there he is. And he's surprised to see her. He's just like, what are you doing here? She's just like, well, like, your sister told me that you were in a car accident. I just wanted to make sure that you were okay. And at first, it's just like, damn, like, what is going on? Like, does she care that much?
He's like, I got the sauce like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't even slid in yet.
Girl. Wow. And the things that Odile and I haven't even reached the chapters we really want to talk about. I'm already acting this way because we know it's coming. So the doctor, the nurse says, like, we have to do some extra tests. So, like, come into this little place, this little, like, office thingy. I don't know what it's called. Like, a little room to get some blood work done or whatever and see the bandages. So she comes along, and she's just there in the little corner of hers, just watching him as they're drawing blood and doing whatever. When the doctor leaves, they have conversation, of course. Like, he's just like, it's crazy that you're here. She's like, I know, like, should I go? He's like, no, like, thank you. Like, I'm... like, wow, like, he's just taking it back. He's just like, wow, like, this is great. This girl loves me or something. he gives her his jacket because her nipples were doing the little thing again. You know what I mean? Like
and by the way,
she's dressed to the nines. Okay, she has a dress on because she was supposed to go on a date, and he's just like, "So you left your date?" She's like, "Yeah, like I just want to check up on you," and I think that's what clicked for him. Just like, okay, all right. Nurse comes back in and just like, okay, you know what? Like, this is the bandages. What you need to do is your antibiotics. Like, you can always take over the counter as well. Just let us know if anything goes wrong. And just like, so your wife can, your girlfriend can take you home, yeah, right?
Said your wife can take you home.
And they even,
just clean.
By the way, I love it when.
You already know how I feel about this.
I love it when the third character does not know about their situationship, mm-hmm. and like talks and just says, oh, your wife, your girlfriend, or your girl. I love that because it just adds a little spice, to the situation. So now both of them are thinking to themselves like, you're not my girl, you're not my man, but like, whatever.
Except Aaliyah is crazy because then she's like, oh, I'd even deny it. What if it triggered him because of his dead wife? And I was like, Aaliyah,
you have one more strike.
Aaliyah, how many times did I call you?
How many times? It was annoying because, like, during this whole time, she could have just said something. Like, I don't know. Because even with the whole thing of, like, you're wearing the ring and she was pacing back and forth in her apartment, like, you know, like, girl, you should have just asked him one day, are you married? Or were you married? Why you keep wearing a ring? Like, ask, be inquisitive. Like, me and Odila, we ask questions on dates. If I see something wrong with you, there's one time I was dating a man last year, and he has a scar on his face, and I went up and touched his forehead. I said, "Where'd you get this? Where's this from?"
Don't remind me. I did that too, and I literally did that in May. And like, please, I'm trying to heal.
Okay, I'm just providing examples of how you and I are very inquisitive people. We're nosy because we're Africans, okay? if there's something unfitting on your face, literally. I have to ask you, like, what is this? Like, why do you have a scar on your forehead or on your eyebrow? It was cute though, but I just wanted to know, like, who gave you that scar? Or like, what happened? Were you born with it? Is it cancerous? Anywho. So she drives him home. She drives very carefully because she's being very aware. You know, he's touching the oh shit handle, just trying to make sure like things are good. And they get to chatting, and she opens up about the death of her sister, which I think was the first time she's ever explained it to somebody outside her family and friends. Mm-hmm. And I think she just did in a moment of like, you know, like I too have these like traumatic moments as well. Like my sister, she was everything, and I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me because I'm the only one left, and she was like the golden child. Everyone looked up to her, and he was just really, I think, like he held her hand and said like, thank you like for sharing, and that must have been like awful as well. She's like, yeah, you know, hey,
yeah, travel on. she can swim for something because her sister died drowning. And
yes. So yeah. This is the part where we actually find out how she died, right? I don't think they talked about it in the beginning. So yeah, she died by drowning, which is so unfortunate because she was pregnant and she would swim all the time. And then she reached a point of like, she was working out too much to exhaustion. And like her husband found her collapsed.
Yikes.
That's really sad because
it's very sad. Where's the husband? Why have we never met him? He just like disconnected from the family.
Now this is a gap in the story. You're right.
Maybe I was wondering that for time.
Like, to be honest, Angela, I thought that maybe he offed himself, but like, I don't know.
If
I just got married to someone we're expecting the love of my life and we're expecting a child, and they suddenly die from something they can do. You know what I mean? Like swimming. Right. I would be like, what's the point of living? What's the point of being here? Like, oh, I'm going insane. Is this a gun?
This is not funny.
No. We do not encourage.
It's very serious, isn't it? It's very serious.
At the end of the day,
it's not funny, is it?
Yeah, it is serious, but Maybe we can ask Danielle when we ever interview one day. Why?
Where is this man at?
Yeah, so sad. Very sad. Anyway, from that moment onwards, what happens with Delia? I think maybe she goes on another date.
She does end up going on a date with Lennox.
Yes.
They start out at the Onyx again.
Is this Lennox she goes on a date with?
Yes. He's our final tenderfish boss.
Is Lennox the one who like brings her flowers? Like he's saying all the right things. Like he takes her out. Yeah. He's very attentive, which is nice but unfortunate.
Give it to me.
Yeah,
and my heart would also want Ahmad because
it was a friendship, and I have a friend, and I'm attracted to my friend, and I want to hunch my friend, and I want to be with my friend, so like nobody else matters. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
What is going on?
I don't know, girl. What is going on?
Who are you? Who are you referring to right now? Is it me?
No, I'm not referring to you at all.
Why are you looking at me like that?
What are you? Oh, you know what? I think you're reading.
I don't even know what you're talking about. That's why I was like, why is she looking at me? This has never been my experience.
I'm just saying, like, my friend, because I would want to, because I've done that. Anyway, so.
I'm gonna talk about this after this show.
No, we're not talking about anything.
Yeah, write this down.
Oh, shut up. quickly,
I'm such a friend, y'all.
Anyway, wow, I might as well just tell the world.
Well, okay. That's what you've already told them.
Me and Damson Idris were in cahoots.
So, moving on swiftly to the day at the Onyx, because I cannot handle her delusions today, okay. Moving on to date, she goes in there and her husband has an attitude. He's like, how dare this girl? She brings this man back to my bar again to have a date in my face. Are you kidding me? And I already told her this man talks too much. Are you like, what is this?
Right.
And at this point, she had also tried to avoid him because she felt a way. I don't know why she felt a way. Like, Aaliyah's always feeling a way. Like,
she's in her head so much. She's not here with us. That's why I said she's in a simulation of her own. Because I think even after the whole car ride where she opened up about her sister, he sent her a card, like, and she went in the office and says, like, you don't know how much you mean to me or something along those lines. She felt a way about that. Like, she's just like, what's going on? Like, this is so weird. So she, like Odila said, like, she's trying to avoid him. Like, even when they live in the same building. So even one time when she walked in the elevator, she saw him, she's like, let me just take his hand. And he's just like, what's going on? To the point where he had to chase her and be like, are you avoiding me? Like, what's happening? She's like, no, I'm not avoiding you. I've just been so busy. So busy. And he's just like, what the hell is wrong with her?
You're so busy now. You're so busy.
Essentially.
We're shouting Miss Juicy.
And that's why when we reached the second day with Lennox and she shows up in the Onyx and he's just like, this girl's been avoiding me. And she brings this yapper back here. Like, not on my watch.
So then he's like, I gotta talk to you. And guys, like I said, I listen to the audiobook. And you guys know, I normally hate audiobooks. I normally hate the one voice actor per book, you know. But the voice actor for this, let me get her name. She ate down, okay?
A lot of them do, though. I don't know. I feel like a lot of them have done it for me. But maybe this one's a special case. But I like it when they can change up very quickly. It's such a talent, by the way. Because like the dialogue sometimes is like very fast between two characters, and then you're like, oh boy, you're that's my interpretation of it.
Even when I listened to it at 1.5 speed, I was like, oh,
anyway. Down. As a dealer finds a voice actor.
Wesley Chavon,
shout out to you, girl. Or is a girl?
She's done a Kennedy Ryan book. She did Before I Let Go.
Yes.
Did you listen to the audiobook for
that? I did. Okay. Oh, okay.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay, she ain't down on this one.
I did, because you know Josiah is doing some things I can imagine. Anywho, so at the Onyx, he's been eyeing Aaliyah the whole time, and she gets really uncomfortable. She goes downstairs to use the bathroom. Of course, you know, girls' bathroom, the lines are so long. So she's standing outside in the hallway waiting. And that's when he grabs and is like, I gotta talk to you. Grabs her, puts her into like the back office or some sort of
and I got excited. The
door. And I said, oh, alone? What's happening? He is upset. He's just like, what are you doing with him? And she's just like, what you mean? He's my day. And he's just like, but he asks a lot. He doesn't care about you. And he tried to flirt with Asia earlier on, and he's trying to do that. And that stuff is working on you, and I cannot have that happen. And she's thinking to herself, like, why is he getting so upset? And, like, he's almost like, in this moment, I described it as, you know, in Bridgerton season 2, when Anthony's trying to, like, he can't really say what he's feeling when they're in the room after they're dancing.
Not quite. Do you think there's any place in this world that you can go to? That's what was
like. He's almost like growling, like, oh, like, I want to tell you, but I can't. But you know what I'm gonna do though? I'm gonna
show you.
So just like, yes, Adoya. He kisses her. He does. That's what he does. And y'all,
chapter. Let's go read 21.
Just
go read it with in a room where there are no others.
I want to count how many pages it was. Long one. No, because this girl here,
she wrote it. Like she wrote it.
You guys, it was like 4, 5, 6 pages.
Yeah, because even that chapter, yeah. I think the audiobook chapter is like 45 minutes. Yeah.
That's one session for me. Who are you saying? Odile, pass me your Audible.
That's what he said, girl.
Thank you, girl. God bless you. Wow. You guys, Odile texted me earlier today. It's one of the best spicy scenes I have read. I was genuinely invested. Like, it had everything. The neck, the thigh, the bean. The pearl on your chest.
She even used the word in the book, the Aragrocious zones.
Yes.
What's it called?
Something only like that. Scientists have been there. Men have never been there before. So it was very nice.
It was good.
Nice. You guys, it was delicious. It was delicious.
Real.
There's a lot of volume. Like, until this man has a bass, okay? He was just like, tell me, show me, tell me what I want to hear. And every time she like finally just let herself loose and said it, the man was losing his mind.
Yeah, it made me realize. I was like, oh, I think I do like this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that thing is. Just go read 21, y'all. I'm not going to expose myself here, but it was good.
It was
I've already exposed myself, but it was definitely top two. In terms of spicy scenes, I said it dethroned. For me, it dethroned Josiah and Yasmin.
Oh, Josiah's not good. It doesn't Charlotte. Come close. This one was crazy. This one was crazy. It was good. And you know, honestly, like, we should have known, because from the first chapter of this book, there was So I was like, okay. For me, what took me was also like the self love one. Yeah. That one was really good. So I thought to myself, this is exactly how it is for me. So I'm just like, so she knows what she's talking about. She interviewed me.
Not she interviewed you for the book.
Field
research.
No, she asked me questions. I said, listen, Danielle, and I like it like this. She's like, really? You write that down. And she put it in the book. And I said, girl, it's me. It's me. Yeah. Anywho, there's a knock on the door. They're panicking.
Asia
is behind the door being like, what's going on, man?
Before that, they finish up and he's like, yeah, I just had to get you out of there. Like, yeah, I didn't like that you were talking to him. And she's like, so you only pulled me in here because you were jealous. Aaliyah. And so what? And so what?
Honestly,
so what? He was jealous.
I'd like to forget, because she was doing so much for, like, I just thought to myself, like, girl, this man just, he showed you. And not literally. Only that, like, through, not even that, like, even as he was talking to you through sudden positions.
Where to?
Oh my God. He was asking. Oh my Lord. It's getting hot in here. He was asking, like, tell me what I want to hear. Like, he wants, because he wants her to say, like, I like you.
Reaffirm.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly.
Yeah.
And that should have told you, that should have told you right there and then that this guy likes you. Like, that's that, what's going on? So for her to talk about, like, you only did it because you were jealous and you just wanted to prove a point or whatever. And then she, like, walks away and, like, pretends she has a gut belly and tells Lennox, I have to go. And, like, Ahmad is trying to chase her, but this one's trying to chase her. She's like, I don't care. She runs out. This girl's so silly, man.
I swear they still end up going somewhere.
No.
Or he drops her off. And then she forgot the roses at the Onyx. How dare you leave the roses another man got you at your husband's bar?
No, girl, she runs off, though. They don't go anywhere else. He tries to offer, like...
Yeah.
She just is a wuss. Yeah. And she just goes to, like, Target to get snacks and then goes home.
Yeah.
But I feel like she should have gone down. Oh my God, there's so many ways. Like, for me, after that, I'm going downstairs. I'm going to tell you, hey, listen here, man.
Let me sit this ass on you.
No, because, excuse me. And by the way, by this time, it's the day before her birthday. So the next day is actually her birthday. And yeah. She has big plans.
There's something else Lennox did too that let her know he wasn't the one. After the first date, or no, when they had a conversation or something,
right?
He said, what are you doing on the Saturday? He didn't even remember that was her birthday.
Right, it was her birthday. But yeah. Then you should have just said something. And that's another thing as well. You should have just said something.
No, I'm with Ali on this one. I'm so big on, like, for me, your birthday, I don't care when we meet. Birthdays for a woman, I feel like if your birthday comes before the man's based on when you meet, this is his time to show off and show out. Show me who the big dog is. Let me see what you're trying to do right now.
So I should wait for my birthday. I should wait for my birthday and see what happens.
With between who?
Between me and anybody? I should just wait.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it. It always shows me that they are not willing. So I'm like, well.
I think for me, like, my expectation of men is so below the bar. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, my birthday's a Saturday. Did you forget? Like, oh, yeah, she got weird. Oh, you did. Okay.
Like, no. I would also be like, oh, get lost.
Fair enough. So of course, Aaliyah did what every girl does after having a good old time. You call your girls, okay? So she called up Adelia. She called up Hannah. She called up Nina, okay? She called up Jazz. We did a four-way call, okay? We went back to back, size, girth.
Because they definitely asked all the questions that, like...
Yeah. Adelia would ask me.
You know what's up with your girls. You ask all the questions. You get the breakdown. It's a play-by-play, like it's a football game. Like, you ask me scores, your analysis. You want to, like, it's almost like you want them to be immersed in the moment with you.
Adelia, I am so sorry. I had nothing for you this year. Absolutely nothing for you this year. I wish I had something for you, Adelia, because it took... Listen, y'all, Adelia and I used to be... Well, Adelia and I, we're wife and wife. But yes. We used to live together, okay? Many months ago. And we lived together for a while.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, we used to share stories. It could be a work night. And she said, come see my big girl. You tell me what happened. And I love that. There's something about girlhood that makes that so... It's so superficial, yes. I think, to some degree.
I love being a woman.
I love it. I love it. And I love laughing along with you, getting upset along with you. You know what I mean? I love it when they demonstrate. I said, girl, how was it? Like, you stand up.
No, pretend, like, you're like
this. Pretend I'm him. You do what you got to do.
And it's everything. It's like, from how did he open the door? Did he do this?
How did he smell?
How did he smell?
And then sometimes when they were telling stories, you have like a pause of like, oh my God. and then this happened. And then I love it days after when you remember a piece of information
and
that
like,
you forgot.
Oh yeah, and then this happened.
Oh yeah, and then
yeah,
girlhood.
Yeah,
join us.
You can't pay me to come back here as a man. Like, imagine no. I do to a man. Like, it would not be fun. Then your brother telling you, "Whoa!"
And even when it's bad, the stories are funny, y'all. And I will say one thing, because I'm a woman. Women are mean. If you're a guy and you know you didn't do a good job at anything, yeah, just know the board of directors have said the most evil things. I too contribute.
What is the chief in bullying and gives you the worst nickname that you will never be able, doesn't matter how good you end up being as a person, you'll never live that down.
Never. Some of you don't even know your name. Some of you just have numbers associated to your phone number. Anyway. Facts.
They're fleshing out everything, and it sounds just as good as when Ms. Danielle wrote it all the previous chapters. I said, ooh, that sounds like good old time. Yeah. And then they're like, okay, so then why are you even bothering
to do this exactly?
Like, go be with Ahmad. Like, can you stop now? And she's like, no, because he said that
he hunched me because he was jealous.
Okay, I've hunched for less.
And honestly, maybe that's what gave him, maybe that's what made it so good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, personally for me, I was like, ooh, like let's think about it. Let's turn it on, Aaliyah. Like really, let's think about it. It made him put the hunching in sports mode, you know?
Listen, he put his foot on that gas and said, green light, let's go.
There is no yellow.
No, I'm sorry, but I cannot wait. I have to recommend this book to somebody. Anyway, okay. So now the next day, it's her birthday morning. The messages are coming in. She's feeling the same feeling she had last night. Okay. Her little thing is cannot forget. Neither can I. Anywho. So I think she has her whole birthday planned out. So she rented a lake house. For all her friends to attend, her friends and family to attend. I think she got caterers and everything. Like, people go big for their 30th, by the way. Like,
yeah, it made me want to do that. I was like, let me get my...
like a lake house or a trip to somewhere, like something real fancy, something like what the Real Housewives do sometimes when they go on the little girls trip and they have catering and stuff. So I would like that. Anywho, but prior to that, she actually does like this routine where she goes for nails and hair with her mom, and then they go for brunch. And so this time around, I think her father
he said, let me grab some grub too.
Yeah, he said, let's get some pancakes. And this was a moment of like truth for her, because her birthday, she doesn't have a man, which is false. She just chooses not to have one when there's clearly... Her husband was with her last night.
Her husband lives two floors below.
Listen, people don't realize how good what they have.
If my man lived two floors below me, and he is out here doing what he's doing, he'd be wearing me like a backpack.
No, I would have to burn through the mattress. Let me just tell you right now.
That's insane.
I know. Is this going up on YouTube?
Unfortunately.
Oh my God, you guys. I listen, first of all, I am I'm Mary. I've never done any of these acts before in my life. This is ridiculous. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, me too. This is all my figment of my imagination. No, I'm not going to
anyway,
I'm 27 years old.
We're grown, guys. We're grown here. We do what we gotta do. So as she's having brunch with her father and her mom, she opens up about being like, you know, like this last couple of years have been, you know, very difficult. And most recently, when you guys are pressuring me to find a man, pressuring me to get married, like I want to go at my own pace, my own time. And this made her mom feel very emotional, because she had no idea that her only child was feeling this way. And she's like, don't cry, ma'am. I'm just telling you right now. Like, when I went by the house the other time and y'all were just on me about these different things, Uncle Al was constantly talking about my weight, constantly talking about this yacht. This, like, it's it's too much. I can't handle it. And I know that everyone loves my sister. I loved her. And I know you lost a daughter. I lost a sister. She was my best friend. Like, please let us all go to therapy and grieve properly. Which is very brave of her, because African parents?
Her parents aren't African. They're African American.
Good for them, man. Because I feel like there would have been a lot of like, don't you see we do this because we love you? Don't you see, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there'll be a lot of like,
the intent
to hurt you. Yeah, the intent. What are being malicious? I was just like, okay.
They would have said, why would you take what we're saying as bad?
Yeah. Like, I just think for me, like, automatically African parents, I just know what the...
She'd be like, don't you know you're my child? Your business is my business. Your business is mine.
And then the uncle, he loves you. He loves you, really. He's just looking out for you. Like, it'll be a different case.
Your mates are getting married and they're having children and families, and you at your age, you don't think that's something you should be doing?
Don't you think that when I go to Auntie so-and-so's house and then they keep asking me, when is she? I don't have an answer for them. And it makes me sad. It makes me feel embarrassed. Now they start crying. You're sitting there wondering, why are you hurt? Like,
how did I become the bad guy, Chun-Li? Literally.
Our backgrounds are a little bit different.
Again, I'll always say, like, my parents are not this as pushy as Aaliyah's parents were in the beginning, but I'm definitely getting to that age where my mom's like, any prospects?
Is it anyone? Not just Hana, somebody else.
I'm like, mommy, if they existed, I wouldn't be in this house right now, would I?
And maybe they should come on dates with us. See for yourself who I'm dealing with.
Look at your mates' raise. I need to take a look.
Facts. And I'm sorry, but some of y'all boy moms, like, it's your fault.
Literally. You guys just marry whatever it is that you made, because I can't even call that a son.
Exactly. Anywho, so they have a good conversation. They, like, you know, they forgive each other and, you know, everything's all well and dandy. And so she, I guess, like, gets her stuff and drives over to the lake house. And she's just really happy to, like, she feels good to be 30. She's like, who cares if I don't have a man near me? Like, whatever, right? Like, this is new beginnings. So what happens? She gets to the place.
It goes well, and then she's like, okay, I got my dress. She goes home for a little bit. She gets her dress, and then she, like, freaking, she heads to the lake house, and she pulls up, and her mom is there, and they're getting ready, and her dad's like, you look beautiful, baby. Oh, no, before she does that, she goes and does what I wish I could do for some of my family members, is tell them to shut up. She goes to Uncle Al and she says, I don't want to see you at my birthday party, especially if you're not going to learn to shut your dirty mouth. Well, of course, she's nicer than that. I don't want, and you have a real guts to be talking about me being a big girl. Baby, you one of the big girls. You bigger than me. And I said, now we both in girdles. Like, hello.
Did you and me are bad bitches. Like,
really?
What's the problem? You're my treacherous twin, Uncle Al. Like, she's like, what's going on? Which was honestly funny. Absolutely funny. And she's just like, you're uninvited. Don't even bother. Bye. And he's trying to chase after her. He's like, we're not doing this. Okay, it's my birthday. Shut up. Which is very brave of her. To me, I feel like you can... No.
No, girl.
I was thinking about it deep, and then I said, never mind. I said, it would never happen. Not for me. Anyway, yeah, so she goes back to the lake house, and she gets set up in her room. She gets her dress going. People are coming in. She's looking hot. She has two dresses for the night, so this is her first dress. Walks down the stairs. Guess who's there? Marcus. And I was like, oh, yeah, Marcus. All right. As you guys are following along, Marcus, I don't know if you guys heard my Alexa, she said it's time for bed, and she's right. So Marcus is there, and Marcus is her mother's best friend's son, who they try to set up with her at Aaliyah's, like, celebration of life. And Marcus is looking at her up and down because she's looking good. He's like, okay, cool. You know, I see you, girl. Okay, body. Ugh, God, I hate that. Anywho. And yeah, music is flowing, drinks are flowing, everyone's vibing, everything is Gucci. Her heels are uncomfortable, but she doesn't care. It makes her outfit look good, so she's gonna wear what she gotta wear. All right, and then we get to what? The dance scene. So I guess part of her itinerary is for her to have a dance with her potential boyfriend. And I said, girl, this is so corny.
Can I say this though? These are the things that I like whenever I'm like, oh, I want to do a party for myself. And then I remember you have to do these kind of things like to be the center of attention. And I'm like, oh, because I like, what do you mean I have to dance by myself in the middle of everybody? Like, this is scary.
Embarrassing. It's very embarrassing.
And now the DJ's playing this love song because he didn't get the memo that there's no man here. Mind you, Marcus did ask her out. She should just pull Marcus, to be honest.
I would pull Marcus, too. But then she pulled her besties show up, yeah.
Until
a deep voice says, can I have this dance? And she's just like, I know this voice. This voice was between my thighs last night. She turns around, and there he is, y'all. There he is. He showed up. How? We don't know. We're about to find out. So she's shocked. I'm shocked. Dill is shocked. We're like, damn, like, how did Ahmad make it here? And he's just like, yeah, like, you know, whatever. Let's dance. So they dance. And it's pretty quiet. They're just feeling each other for a bit. And everybody's like,
who is this your man? Ass man? And the girl
medium shirt.
Like, ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. What I do like as well, they describe that he actually is matching with her. Like, he actually got a suit that matched her dress. And I thought that was... You guys, I don't think I've ever been liked before.
I know I haven't.
I've never been liked before.
Nobody's ever liked me.
A man have told me they liked me. I said, yeah.
He was lying to his teeth.
I've never been liked before.
No, I've never known true admiration from a male other than like my father.
Listen.
And a couple uncles.
Yeah. It's a real death.
That should be me.
After the dance is over, everyone's clapping and celebrating her. Yay, yay, yay. She grabs him and she's just like, what are you doing here? She's like, well, can we go somewhere to talk and everything? Because I guess he wants to like explain what go on. So they go inside.
The way you said that so partially.
I know. Said, I said, walk on.
He said, walk on. Then pushed her hair behind her ear.
Like, yeah, walk on. Sometimes I like to say that way because, you know, it just adds a little flirtatious to it. I have my own way.
It does.
Nah, we're talking about something. We're talking about something so like, you know what I mean? I can't say it the way it's supposed to be said. I have to say it in this way.
What's stopping you, girl? I would be like, wagwan.
No, shut up. Anyway, they go inside and try to have a conversation. Cousin shows up. She's like, no, we have to go upstairs. So my cousin's nosy. So she takes him to her room where she's all set up and they get to talking. They close the door behind them. At this point, I said, God, please, that'll be a part two. God, please, that'll be a part two. As I'm reading, you know, do you know when you start skipping lines? I start skipping sentences. I said, quickly, let's get the good stuff. Anyway, they have a conversation. And I think at this point, like, he kind of just tells her, like, do you think, like, I'll drive all the way here if I didn't feel like I had, like, I felt like something
but
was
he
real.
Drove. Somebody who's not driven in 3 years. He drove for her.
He's like, it would take him so long if I went by taxi and Uber. Like, I had to drive. And she's like, I don't even know where you lived. I had to go.
Knocked on 10 doors. Just for my girl to now say, oh, what did she say? Oh, you showed up here because you think you owe me a favor. Aaliyah, if I could just rewire your brain by just knocking on it, like... Like, I'm tired.
Because everything he was saying, like, I'm doing all this stuff for you because you can't, I like you and you mean the world to me, whatever. She's like, oh, he's lying, he's whatever. Like, she was just coming up with lies in her head until he's just like, he's getting closer and closer to her. And then, you know, they get to, to get to part two. And
this is a new chapter 24, y'all. I love 21, but something about 24 is just like
sweet. I like it. I like it a lot. It's
you know, and I think it's also because they're together now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the next, yeah. So basically, y'all, they get into it.
He says, "I know your body is." This is when he says, "I know your body is mine."
Yeah, so this man confesses to her. He's just like, "I know you said your body is mine, but is your heart mine?"
That's a girl. Boy, it's been yours. Like I say, it's yours. Okay, it's been yours.
You see, this is where pretty privilege matters, because I could not take this type of talk from anybody who's just looking like anything. You know what I mean? Because I don't really like men who are too like
possessive in that way.
Like too much. Like, what do you mean it's yours? I said, this is mine.
I've never answered it's yours. I want to be so clear. Like, this is where I have.
Someone has asked me before.
Let
me tell you, no one has ever asked me.
I don't think so. I would never answer an is yours.
I never answer it because it's not. Because genuinely speaking, like truthfully speaking, it's mine. Like when I leave this place, it's coming with me.
It's going home with me.
Like, let's go, little kitty girl. You know it's gonna go. Like she knows
that mom's already on her way out. Okay. Like, it's not yours. We were just borrowing it for a little bit.
Exactly. Nothing on me. Nothing on my person's belongs to you.
For the right person, if Destiny just came up in here, like, it's yours tenfold.
And that's why I say, like, privilege matters, because a man like this, I say, hey,
it's been
maybe it's 15 days for you. Maybe for you, you get 30 days. Maybe 30 days is yours.
Like, I was just holding on to it for you, but it's here.
Listen,
it's yours though.
Lord have mercy. Anyway, at this point, she knows that this man's in love with her of some sorts. Next day comes, you know.
They get brekkie at the convenience store.
Yeah. They exchange numbers, I think, as well.
Which is so funny. They've known each other the whole summer and they don't have each other's numbers. I love modern relationships. Like, you know how crazy that is? Don't even know his last name.
No last name. Just vibes, man. Just vibes.
And that's the problem with our generation. Everything just vibes. Vibes, vibes.
And it's not good. It's a very bad attitude to have, just vibes, constant vibes.
Literally.
Anywho, so he actually has this so sweet, but he's just like, okay, like can we, like, can I see you tomorrow or later on? Because he has a birthday gift for her. She's just like, well, you're really giving me everything I needed. She's like, no. He's like, I actually got you something. And so that was so sweet. So cute. At the same time, she gets a box. I think her mom gives her the box or someone gives her a box. And when she opens it up, it's actually the keys to the yacht. So her uncle... Actually,
I just realized I didn't listen to the last 10 minutes of that audiobook. So tell me about it.
Of course
this.
Not. So,
sorry, I therapy.
She's driving off from the lake house, and I think her mom gives her like a box that's wrapped up. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, thanks, whatever. So as she's driving, she's talking to her man, and he's just like, so like, what's in the box? She's just like, you not believe, like, I got keys to a place. And just like, what? She's like, I got a yacht, and that's how it ends. So her uncle ended up giving her
yes, he should.
I also want to add that her grandmother was sick and didn't attend the birthday, and she pretended to be sick, so Uncle Al has to stay behind to like take care. And I thought it was really sweet. Grandma's
been A1 from day one. Listen, let me tell you. She's been good. I will say this though, I feel like Uncle Al only gave her the keys because her mom did say those pictures got circulated of her in a mod.
Yes.
So yeah. Fair and square.
Fair and square. But yeah.
And that's how that book ends.
And that's how the book ends.
Lovely time. Lovely time. You know what time it is? It's time to rate. Okay. So, with that being said.
What, Odile, what do we rate our...
10.
Is it 10? It's a high scale. Okay.
We do 10.
Sometimes... We do 10, but I'm not gonna lie to you. When I am like making content for these books, I always do it out of 5 because I think some of y'all cannot Fathom 10.
I feel y'all are spoiled by Goodreads. And I personally hate the Goodreads scale because there are a lot of books that I was like, I'll give you the 3 stars because 2 feels low, but you don't really deserve this 3 either.
Just give them 2.
No. I can't.
Because they're not, because to be honest, part of like reading, you can't just follow the crowd. If you don't like a book, you don't like a book.
Just give it 2.
Like it doesn't even hurt the author. You know why? Because the author always has shooters. Trust me.
Literally.
Some of your authors have shooters. You can't say anything bad.
Some of you are just as bad as like stands for like artists, like music artists. Like the way some of you hype stuff up, that's like, it makes me afraid to say like some of the stuff I thought was shit. Because I know some of you will be like, oh, this is my shit. And
I understand there's some people who actually like to hate read and whatever. Like I know there's some people like for views and whatever. Just know you guys, we don't do that here, okay? If we don't like a book, we don't like a book. Fair and square, we move on. Yeah, but there's someone who likes it. Just not us.
If you anyway, like it, I love it for you.
There you go.
For you.
All right. Rating. Out of 10, I'm going to give this book an 8.
I was also going to give it an 8.
I'm going to give it an 8 because I really like the writing. I also really like the storyline of this, like, what is this? Not fake dating. What is this? This is like,
this whole time, and you know, when I started, I was like, oh, fake dating for sure. This is, I don't know what you call this trope, but it is a common one of like, I need a date for this thing.
Friends to lovers?
It's a friends to lovers and it's something else.
Yeah, because like, it's not like.
Yinka did this too.
It was like an accidental friend. Yes, she did. Like, I don't know what to call this trope, but I like it. And I think also, to be honest, it made sense. You know, sometimes these things don't make sense, but this is like, okay, yeah, you know, you meet someone, you end up being friends. I like the banter between them. I think they're really funny, to be honest. And I'm sorry, a huge chunk of my rating has to go. I'm sorry. Call me a horn dog. I guess I am guilty. A huge chunk goes to those scenes because I felt like this is good. I said this. And the thing is that it was not even stingy. Daniel Allen is not stingy, you guys, okay? She's just like, if it's going to be spice, I'm going to give you 6 pages of spice. And I loved it. And that's why I'm giving it an 8 out of 10. Thank you.
Okay. I'm also going to give it an 8 out of 10. I think I said that. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. For very similar reasons to Hannah, like chapters 21, 24, 1, I don't remember what the, like, but 21 and 24 for real. But, like, I genuinely thought Ahmad was hot from, like, the first chapter. Like, he just gave.
Yeah. He had some energy.
He had
some energy. Like, I don't know how she did it. Like, instantly. Like,
Literally, he's sexy.
He is.
To hear though, we did see from like the first chapter, he looks like the cover looks like Jeffrey from Bel Air, who we both think is very attractive.
Yes.
But then also like, what was I gonna say? It feels contemporary. Like this book feels very contemporary.
It's definitely like this age.
It's so of the times, but not in that corny way where sometimes you're like hashtag good. No, it feels like. This book feels like Insecure. Like it feels like that era of like,
Of mess up.
Exactly.
The era of mess up. Because what's going on? She's about to turn 30. She loves her job. Loves her career. But like this dating, the dating is frustrating. Like those dates, her dates were horrible. But like, it shows you how bad it is out there, and the pressure of your family as you get older. As a Black woman. Yes, I said I can relate to this.
Yeah, talk to a Black woman.
There is that as well.
Listen, again, I don't think I've ever had an experience date wise as like horrific as some of the stuff she went through.
Yeah, she was bad.
But Yeah. It just felt really a good contemporary style of writing. Like I told you, like every chapter with her family was a trigger to me. I was like, ah, but I took the first half of it.
Yeah. Bullet wounds. 100%, it was a lot.
I was like, when will this end? But it was a nice, cutesy, very demure, no, like genuinely good. And the writing is solid. I think it's okay to confirm now, like we will be interviewing the beautiful Danielle Allen about the book.
Yes, we will.
So, and I already told her, I said 21, that's the one. Listen, that is the one.
Do you think I should tell her how it made me feel? Really? When they say on a deep level, because genuinely, like it moved me. I was like groundbreaking to some degree, because I actually think that they should start writing like this. And like I know some of y'all, when you read, listen, this podcast, it's all about contemporary romance novels as we read, but we don't want constant. It's not spice from the beginning. It has to have context. You know what I mean? Not every day, hunch, right?
It's, and not, I'm gonna say, like, romance.
Exactly. And this felt romantic to me.
Yeah.
Every, like, from even like the self pleasure all the way to like her and Ahmad doing little things. I felt like, wow, this is so like, I like it. This is my vibe. Okay. It's not mentioning of you calling your partner daddy and that kind of stuff. I'm sorry. I don't hang with that.
We're not gonna
I don't hang around.
Kink shaming. Just know we do, but we're not.
I, it's okay. So you don't kink shame.
No, I do.
On the other hand, I do.
I think
there's a proper way and an improper way. I don't care. No, generally speaking, I don't care. I don't care what you guys have to say. It's fine. If the improper way is for you, so be
there's
it.
There's definitely some ones where under my regime, you would definitely be doing jail time. 100%. Or, well, under my regime, I won't have jails. You will be picking strawberries. You will be on the farm. And some of the ones that you guys have, you're getting life farming imprisonment.
Yeah.
Some of them, I will just have to look the other way. Personally, I have a father. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
But yes, so 8 out of 10, both of us here. Fantastic writing. I actually cannot wait to listen to Nina's story, because I know this is a part one, and I like the trilogies that y'all do. So we're doing Aaliyah.
Yes.
We're gonna do Jazz. So I just can't wait. I like the trilogy stuff. You know who Kennedy Ryan brought me to it, and then the others joined, and I said, you know what?
Yeah,
the three friends. Having different lives.
I think we're doing a couple of sequels or trilogies next year. So obviously Candy Ryan's.
Yeah.
I think we have to get back to Christina Forrest. I promise, Hannah. And then obviously this one.
You guys, right? The Neighbor Favorite. I'm going to read without you.
Please.
It's a very short book. I'm going to read without you.
Please. And the new one is out too. Lyrics.
Yeah, and that's why I was upset with you,
girl.
We had a whole summer.
You also went out in the summer.
Oh, Delia, what did I do this summer, huh?
Didn't you go to England?
All right.
Yeah, I didn't even leave the country.
I left the country like
twice.
All right, who's counting?
So we should just
so. Yeah. Anyway, with the trilogies, the YAs as well, the continuation of YAs. So Tia Williams has Audrey's book, which is going to be crazy.
Yeah, we'll read that. Janie Garrow is also putting out With Love, Miss Americana. So we will be reading that too. Bolu, you told me. Bolu Babalola, you told me.
Bolu is a liar.
Was going to come out this year, and I've been waiting. And I know your Twitter says you're on vacation. Or you're on leave. Get, please. I'm begging.
All she does is tweet.
Why are you watching Love is Blind together?
Girl, I don't care.
Are you okay?
Like, where is the book, man? Like, stop lying to us.
But I get it. You need your break or whatever.
Okay. Where are the stories?
Yes, but we're definitely going to be revisiting a lot of our favorite writers. But of course, before we, of course, you guys have suggestions without me going to the end, please send them our way from across the diaspora. Speaking of diaspora, you guys know we only visit like three places. We say diaspora and then we're like UK, America.
But to be honest, we're visiting different states, different cities within these places.
Oh brother. And then we're back to Nigeria. For Christmas time, we're gonna be staying in Nigeria. When we interviewed the lovely Fatima Bala, she recommended a Christmas book for us. And because we are getting to the holiday season, I know for you Americans, your Thanksgiving is now or coming up. And then Christmas, but Mariah Carey sent the signal. So we're in Christmas mode. So the first book, I think we just say both the books we're going to be reading. But the first one we're going to be reading is, sorry, I don't have my book yet, is A Very Giddy Christmas by Tomilola Coco Adeyemo. No, Adeyemo. Sorry, girl.
That's all right.
So there's that one. And then there is When Love Visits. I keep seeing this one on my Twitters, on my TikTok. Has
Nigerian TikTok up in arms. You guys love this one. So
by Comfort Omovre.
Yes.
So we're going to be reading them in that order. And it better have all the feels. Y'all better not lie to me. I have faith. I trust in faith. I have faith in the first one. The second one, I'm like, is this hype? Or is this hype?
If it's hype, I'll be very upset. But regardless, where it tis the season, so it's nice to always have winter, Christmas, holiday type of books. I like it. You know, match the weather. And we just finished up the summer, so
we said forget fall. Just
said forget fall. Forget fall. Like whatever fall was nonsense. It would actually be nice to read a fall romance novel because I actually like the fall time as well.
Just listen to a Taylor Swift song. You'll be fine.
Taylor Swift. Okay. Anyway, so we're just skipping fall and going straight to the winter. But yeah, that's, I'm excited. I'm excited for those two last books of the year.
Yes.
Yeah, friends and lovers, as usual, follow us on our IG, our TikTok, as well as our YouTube at Romantically Lit. And then always don't forget our Twitter, but I don't want to mention that because I don't log into our Twitter account. I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't know, but you can follow us individually on Twitter. And I don't know what for because we don't really tweet that much. I like to retweet though.
Love a good retweet.
But yes, you can also email us at romanticallylit@gmail.com. If you have any questions, any suggestions, any opinions, you know, we love it when y'all email us or say things to us.
Or let us know you're enjoying the podcast. It literally, look at us. Look at our smiles. You think it doesn't make our day, you know, to know that we're not just talking to ourselves?
Honestly, whether people watch, listen or not, Dylan and I do this for each other because this is how we are.
We're not pretending.
We're not pretending. This is genuinely how we are. It's actually very interesting. I don't know how we got here.
Yes, yeah. Our new resolution for you guys is to give us some recommendations. I'm begging. Guys, I really would love to read. I want to leave Nigeria, America, UK. What is going on in Kenya? Because I know there's Kenyan romance artists or authors.
Yes, they are.
I know that. What are the South African authors saying?
You know what we need to do, Adila? We need to follow South African TikTok, can't take the book talk, because they have their specific niches. Yes,
that's true.
I think right now we're very like, these books are popping up the most from Nigeria, but if you follow the niches, you're gonna find them. So I think I'm gonna start doing that from now on.
Book talk. Tell me what's going on. I'm gonna start putting hashtag JA book talk, hashtag essay book talk.
Yes, you should. You're gonna find them.